This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchem Abam. Hope everybody had a easy fast. The Avodas Yisrael, the Kajansa Magid, says that after Tisha B'Av, when there was an Isser of Talmud Torah, so we have Parshas Vaschanan, which is Kabbalah Satorah, because we have to be Mekabel Torah anew. So now that we had a little bit of a hiatus with the Mishnah Berurah, we also need a new Kabbalah Satorah. If everyone would kindly mute. Thank you. Okay, so we're up to Siman Yud Aleph. We're up to Sivav. Im Asam Mitzemer Gozel Psulim. If you made tzitzis out of stolen wool, they're pasul. D'chsiv v'asu lahem. You should make it from yours. Mishalahem. Hagaz, says Rama, v'davka shegozel hachutin. That's only if you stole the strings. Avam gazal semer, but if you stole the wool vasan chutin and you made strings ksherim. Now that's certainly not what the mechaber's mashma. The mechaber's mashma, if you made it from stolen wool, what does that sound like? You stole the string, it sounds like you stole the wool. But the Rama is explaining it that only when you stole the string, but if you stole the wool and you made it strings, it's kosher. Mil chachila asol asoysan, but l'chachil you cannot make it out of stolen wool. Ula inyan bracha, regarding a bracha, now obviously, if you stole the string, you can't make a bracha, but regarding stolen wool, ayin lekaman reish siman taf reish mem tes. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, lahem mishalahem. Nira pashet, tehu adinim lakach atzitzis b'hakafa. Let's say you bought the tzitzis on credit. V'hamoicher oyo v'nafik azuzi. And the seller is trying to collect. V'zeinu rosh hashamloi. And you don't want to pay. The Medina Einam Shalom, Medina it's not yours. Kedis v'chashmish simen kovtzadi, ayin sham. V'chol kahay gavna, imkein lo yatsa min adin v'ad tzitzis. You're not yotze the tzitzis. So it's not only where you stole the string, you bought the string. So the guy says, oh, your credit card's not working. Yeah, you said, put on my tab. Fine. So the guy, the store owner calls you, pay up. Yeah, I don't really owe you the money. You owe me money. I invited you to my house 2 weeks ago. So if the guy doesn't, if you don't want to pay up, it's not your tzitzis, you're not your tzitzis mitzvah. Comes the Rama, and the Rama says, v'davka, it's only when you stole the string. And says the Mishnah Berurah, v'dav v'oz afilu nisyashu abaylam pasol. When you sell the string, then even if the owner gives up hope from getting it back, it's pasol. The yirsh lo ikani, yirsh is not a kinyan. You're not kind of by yirsh. V'afilu im lo'i ha'yachutin shazurin. Even if the strings were not twisted, v'hu shazaran, and you were the one who twisted it. Mikamakim lechashav ha'idei zashinoi. The shazira is not considered a shinoi. Deloi nishtana shemam al-yidei kach. The name of the entity doesn't change because of it, says the Prima Gadim. Now, the Rama said, only if you steal the strings is it pasul, not if you steal the wool. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayim b'magin avram sivkatan yod. Look in the Magin Avram Sivkatan Yod, Uldvarav hagazu choylek ala mechaber. The svirle de hakram miyet afilu im asa hachutin mitzamer gazel. The Magen Avram says that the Rama argues on the Mechaber. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, I read the Shulchan Aruch correctly. In other words, we read the Shulchan Aruch that if you make it out of wool, it's pasul. And the Rama said, no, that only if you stole the string. So he said, that's not what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber is talking about the wool. So that's taka how the Magen Avram learns it. And that the Mechaber holds a pasuk is mamayit, even if you made the string from Tzemer Gazel, it's also pasul. Okay? And I think that's the simple reading of the Mechaber. That the Ramah is not really explaining the Mechaber. The Ramah is disagreeing with the Mechaber. But if you made it, the Ramah holds, if you made it from stolen wool, it's kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kesherim, Hataz Mevayar. The Taz explains that the Airi HaRama, the Rama is talking about, Hechi Dehava Yirsh Gamkein. The Rama is talking about where there is Yirsh also. In other words, you know when the Rama holds that if you steal wool, and you make it into a string, it's kosher. That's only if the owner gave up hope. So you're koined v'kanya b'yush, you're koined with yush, v'shinoy Hashem. And the fact that the entity changed his name, d'mei karat semer, in the beginning it's wool, v'hashtachutin, and now it's a string. So the Ramah that says that when you steal wool, it's kosher, the Ramah is talking about only in a scenario where there's also yush. Aval ha-magen Avram kasav, the magen Avram writes, d'midasa samha Ramah, from the fact that the Ramah didn't say, I'm talking about where there's yush, mashma d'sirle, dafilu koidem yush kasher. It's mashma yosh, even before yush is kasher. Now the Magen Avram is of the opinion that the Mechaber holds that if you steal wool, it's pasul, even with yush. Meaning, the Mechaber says if you steal wool, the string, and you make strings, it's pasul. The Magen Avram would say even with yush. But the Mechaber, the Batrama, who holds that if you steal wool and you make strings, it's kosher, the opinion of the Magen Avram is even without yush. Dafilu koidem yush is kosher. The kanya b'shinoy maisa. You're kanya through this shinoy maisa. V'chein ma'ashem mehagra b'biyuroi. So let's get straight the various opinions. The Mechaber, according to Magen Avram, is saying that if you steal wool and you make strings, it's pasul. The Ramah says, no, only when you steal the string is it pasul. But if you steal the wool, then it's going to be kosher. The Taz is of the opinion, it's only kosher where there's yish also. You need yish and shinoi maisa, then it's kosher. The Mechaber would say, it's pasul, even with yish. And the Ramah is saying, it's kosher with yish. And the Magen Avram goes so far that the Ramah holds it's kosher even without yish. Vim gazal chutin, if you stole the strings, umecharon la'acher lefnei yush. Now, very interesting. Let's say you stole the strings, and you sold to someone before yush. Now, in this case, you don't have shinoi maisa. You stole the string. The only thing you have is shinoi reshus. Lo yatsa shinoi batzitzis. The shinoi reshus b'lo yush lo kana. Even though shinoi maisa, according to Ramah, is koina without yish. Shinoi reshus without yish is not koina. V'loi karina beva asulahem. That's not called. You should make for yourself, says the Prima Gadim. Now what if you have shinoi reshus and then yish? V'im achar shabal liyara sheni nesya shabalim. If after it came into the hands of the second guy, the bailam were meyayish, ayin b'choy shemish v'simin shinun gimel siv gimel diyesh deyosh b'zeder various opinions. V'im nisiyashu, but if the owner gave up hope, v'achar kach mecharon, and then the guy who stole it, sold it. So then you have yish and shinoi reshus, kana sheni asa tzitzis, and even regarding the bracha, v'yafl inyan bracha, mashma mea magin avram, b'simet tafresh mem tes, siv katan beiz, diyuchal avarech b'zeh. So from the magin avram, it's mashma, you can make a bracha, v'ein bo misho mitzah ba ba'avera. This would not constitute mitzvah abba ba'avera, kivan shuhu loy gazal, because he didn't steal it. In other words, a guy stole it, the owner gave up hope, and then he sold it. And the second guy can make a bracha, because he didn't steal it. V'chein pasuk ma'achz l'shekel. Achein ha'prima gadim sham b'shem alavush, machmer b'zeh, prima gadim is machmer, v'gam atazim chafei v'agrasha machmerim b'zeh. They are also machmer. Now, l'chatchila, the Ramah said, even though if you steal wool and you made strings, it's kosher. And again, the Taz says it's kosher with yush, and the Magen Avraham says even without yush. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't make them. Ritzon olam l'hata atzitzis elu bebigdai. You shouldn't l'chatchila make the tzitzis. Mishum mitzah haba ba'avera, because it's a mitzah haba ba'avera. V'ayin bebir halacha. Now the Taz says we're talking about where there's also yish. So then the Rambam was saying, lechachila, you can't make them. The Magen Avraham says we're talking about without Yish. Could you lechachila make it if the owner was Miyayish? We don't know in the Magen Avraham. Siman Tafresh Memtes, the Pasak Sham. The Rambam says, look, in Siman Tafresh Memtes, where there we paskin, the Eini Yachal of Areich, that if you stole an item and you have Shinoi Maisa, so even though you're Yotz to the Mitzvah, but L'chachila you can't make it out of it, and you shouldn't make a bracha. V'ayim b'sharei tshuva u'be'er halacha. My Rabbi said we're going to hold it over here. Good to see everybody. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.